Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week where I introduce this week's special guest. And I have to say, I don't even know how to intro this woman. It is insane. It is Angela McNamara, aka Angie Mac. And if you didn't know who she is a 24 world champion. She is a 24 world champion gold medal holder for powerlifting. I said that wrong. Angie, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Katie? How are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm good. Like, I was looking through my notes before I kicked off here today, and it's like insanity trying to list off your amount of accomplishments. Insane.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your most recent. You literally went and did it again, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So last week I broke and set and broke two more world records at 50 years of age.
I didn't want to mention your age.
I'm 50 years of age, and I just want to say that it's out there. Sports are out there for everyone. So, yeah.
Well, we'll take it back right to the start now. What inspired you to pursue powerlifting and bodybuilding at a competitive level?
Well, I was always lifting weights and I always kept myself fit. We used to train in Crunch Gym in town for years. And then the new gym opened, let's say, up in Childers Road. And I was training and I'm always lifting weights. I was always lifting heavy and people were always staring at me, but I didn't know why. No, I was fit looking as well, so I'll give it that much. But Shane Brody approached me and he said, "Do you realise," he said, "that you're lifting more than the Irish champion holder? Record holder."
Wow.
I was like, "Really?" And he goes, "Have you any idea, would you go powerlifting?" I said, "What's powerlifting?" I didn't know what it was. So he said, "Look, come over and we'll train you and we'll see how we get on." He said, "Come in Mondays and Wednesdays and we'll train you and we'll see how you get on." And that was in 2009. So by the end of 2009, I went to Las Vegas. So I won the Irish, European and the World Championships. And I got 3 gold medals in Las Vegas and won the overalls as well.
What? Like, that is insanity.
Best lifter, yeah.
2009, to me, it's just like, people are doing this their whole life.
I started at 36 years of age.
And what made you say, okay, do you know what? I'm going to train. Did you have something in you that was like, I can do this?
I have a lot of drive. If I say I'll do something, I'll do something. If I wanted to open up a business, I would do it. If I was telling you I was going to climb Mount Everest, you'd never have to ask me again. I will do it. So anything that I'd say I'll do, I do pursue it until I achieve the goal and maybe excel it. But what I didn't realise was that it was going to be a hard journey. But when people were chasing national champion records, I was always chasing the world records. So I was always chasing the best person in the world. So I would climb the ladder faster where other people were staying at the bottom and just chasing the records at the bottom. I was chasing the top one. So if I'm looking, if the nationals are on next week, which they are, I'm looking at the world record holder to see what they have so I can beat that world record, not the nationals.
It is insane. I have to ask, Angie, what does it take? What, talk food, talk training, how much goes into this?
Oh, people laugh at my food because I keep things very simple. I have a thing called a jug diet. Now,
okay,
you're going to laugh at this. It's just a jug. But I fill that jug with, we'll say, mince or chicken and my veg for the day. So I only eat out of that jug.
Wow.
When the food is gone from the jug, the food is gone. If I need to drop weight, just say I'm 78 kilos this morning and I need to get down to 75 kilos to weigh in for the next competition. So I'll cut the jog now down to 3/4. And that's how I work it.
Wow. So get me a jog.
It's just a jog, just a normal jog. But if you, it makes sense. If the jog is full and your weight stays the same, it stays the same. And if you need to decrease or increase at any time, you either get a bigger jog or take some out. I eat 2 chickens every 3 days. I go down to Tesco's, they're sick of seeing me in Tesco's getting chickens, cooked chickens. And I would eat up to probably 100 eggs a week. I eat a lot of fish as well.
Sorry, back it up. 100 eggs.
I can eat up to 100 eggs a week. Yeah, depending if I need to put up some size or strength.
Oh my God, that is insane. You have to like eggs then, Angie.
We have to like a lot of things, I suppose, really. I suppose at 50 years of age, your muscle deterioration is a lot quicker. So you have to eat a lot more food.
And I hope you don't mind me mentioning, we were chatting before we came on air because I'm going through surgical menopause. You're also going through menopause.
I am indeed. I'm on the patches, the same as every other woman out there. I have to go through the same things.
And does it help being at the gym, training so much? Does that help, do you think?
Mentally. It has changed my life mentally. I came across a friend. She said, "Jesus, why aren't you using the patches?" I was saying, "I don't think I'll use them. People are saying this and that about them." But now looking back, HRT is the best thing that I've ever went on. And I would advise any woman that's going through the menopause to go on it straight away.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm
on them as well.
Yeah,
and
100%.
I felt like you feel it mentally and your body.
Definitely. Your mindset is completely different. The minute I started the patch, okay, a small bit of weight gain on the booty and the boobs, which is not too bad, I suppose. But other than that, mentally, yes.
Yeah.
Massive difference.
Girl, people pay for the booty and the boobs, you know?
I know.
Own it.
That's it.
Tell me, what challenges have you faced as a woman in the powerlifting and bodybuilding community, and how have you overcome them?
A lot of challenges, I suppose, would be, I know this sounds like a weird one, but if you walk into a commercial gym, just say a normal commercial gym, not your own gym, no, but you could walk into a commercial gym and you might have my belt over my shoulder. So I'm going in probably benching 100 kilos or squatting up to 250 to 275 kilos. And most people would tend to call you either a man, mm-hmm, or there's something wrong with you, or you're taking something just because you're stronger than them. But if you had to listen to those people, you have to, you'd be back to square one again. So I don't. I just make it drive me on. I just say, when you can lift more than me, come back to me.
I love it.
When you can train as hard as me, come back to me. If you're in your 30s and I'm in my 50s, and if I'm lifting more than you, you're doing something wrong.
And you have to be like that. You have to have the mentality that, you know, you will take on everyone's, you know, words, but you can't live with them.
Exactly.
You have to drive on to, yeah, what the goals you have set.
And that's what drives me on even more, because, I mean, this year I will win. I will win the world champions, the chip. I will.
I love that.
I will.
Confidence.
In 2019 was my last world championships, and there was over 500 contestants at it. I won 6 gold medals, I won the overalls, and I won the absolute overalls, which means between men and women of over 500 people, I was the strongest person pound for pound there.
Oh my God, sorry now, because I did, and it's very wrong of me, but I did have the mind frame that this is within women's competition. So you have went up against men.
Yes, I have went up against men as well. And sometimes I'm so strong, even at a world championships or European championships, there could be 5 or 6 men in front of me lifting less, and I'm lifting more than them. So the more you lift, the further back you are. I've often had 20 men in front of me, and then I'd be lifting because I'd be much stronger than them.
My God, I have to ask, can you describe your typical training routine leading up to a competition? Does it get harder?
It does. Shane Brody is our trainer and our coach in Southside Powerlifting. He's absolutely fantastic. He deals with people, individuals. So no two people have the same thing. So someone could be good at deadlifting, someone could be good at squats, someone could be good at bench. But the lead up to this, he gives everyone an individual program. You're still working the same program, but it's individual. It's to your own strengths and to your own needs. It's very, very strict. He is strict with us, but he gets the results done, and effort equals reward.
Well, clearly it's working for you.
Yeah.
Have you a specific, I am so bad at, you know, describing this, but like you said there, that Shane will train with deadlifting. Like, what's your top favourite lift to do?
I suppose the squat. Squat would be, like, we were doing light method there about 2 weeks ago. If anyone wants to check it out on the Instagram or TikTok, it's on Angie's Driving School. That's just what it is. But we were doing 275 kilos light method.
Oh my God.
That's over a quarter of a ton, like.
Like, Angie, sorry now, but I told you I was at the gym at like 6 o'clock this morning, and I was so proud of myself. Do you know, is it the hip thrusts? I did 50. Like, I'm sorry, but I did, and I was so proud of myself. I can't even imagine me being able to lift that. But then again, that's wrong of me, isn't it? Because if you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
That's what it is. It is mindset. Everything is mindset with me. If I go into the gym, like the last 2 or 3 weeks, I was doing deadlift, and I had a twinge in my back, and I kept telling myself, I can't deadlift. But then when it came to the competition, I was pulling 150, 160, 170 kilos off the ground, like air. And it was nothing to me, like, because I can lift maybe 220 kilos, pull 220 off the ground. So, yeah. So what I could do it on the stage when I had to do it. But in the gym, I was telling myself I couldn't do it. But yet I did it way more on the day last week.
Oh, so, my, you know, God. Well, that leads into my next question. What mindset or mental strategies do you employ to stay focused and motivated during intense training sessions and the competitions?
The most thing is that your family life has to be balanced.
I love it. That was my next question you just jumped to. Yeah, yes.
My family life has to be balanced. The most important people to me is my wife, Mel. We're together 10 years. We're married. We're very happily married. She is my rock, my soulmate. She's everything. And I have my daughter, Whitney. We have 5 grandchildren, and we have a son, Jamie. So the way it works for me is this. If there's a problem at home, there's a problem with my training. If there's no problem at home, there's no problem with my training. So the life has to be balanced. You have to go out and have your popcorn, your pizza, your pictures. You can't make it a selfish sport.
I love that.
It has to be balanced. Has to be balanced. If you're going on holidays, you have to leave the equipment behind. You have to leave the jog diet behind. You should leave everything behind. Go have your drinks. Go have your pizza. Go have your ice cream and just enjoy yourself.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And you spoke of Mel there, your wife, and of course your daughter, Whitney. You come from a strong line of athletes,
yes.
Am I right in saying?
Yes, we do. My daughter also holds the Irish Championship for deadlift at 70 kilos as a teenager.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she went into it. She watched mom and she was like, I can do this.
I can have a go at this. And I said, you can do this. And she said, yeah, I can do this. And I have pictures of her and all. It's fabulous, you know.
I love that because I'm always saying it. Monkey see, monkey do. If your kids see you doing something that is in the line of what you do, they will believe that they can do anything and accomplish anything.
We have the children squatting at home with brushes and bits and pieces.
I love that.
And deadlifting. We have them doing all sorts of stuff at home. All sorts of stuff. Gymnastics, headstands. So, like, it's not just a sport for me. We incorporate sports into the kids for everything.
I love
that. For everything
that
they do, you know.
Well, you put your body under a lot of stress. How do you prevent and recover from injuries while pushing your body to the limits during competitions and training?
A big hint that I would give to people that are starting out in training. Get yourself some wraps and straps and get yourself a belt.
Okay.
People do not realise I don't have any injuries. And the reason I don't have any injuries, I wrap from 50 kilos up. I wrap my knees. I'm 50 years of age. No breakages, no damages, no cartilage damage.
None?
None. Absolutely nothing. And the only reason that I have that is because I wrap. Everything is wrapped.
Oh my God.
So I wrap my knees. I wrap my hands when I'm benching. I wrap everything from an early stage. I don't wait till it gets heavy. Do it before it gets heavy because it's too late.
Oh my God, that is the key piece of advice.
Yeah, it's good.
Angie, I'm 37 and I'm telling you here and now, even my local gym know this. I have a bad knee. Always had a bad knee. It's getting worse. It's so bad. It pops out, it pops in. Apologies anyone listening in this morning saying, Katie, too much information. But it does, and it's gone to the stage now where I might literally lean across the bed to pick something up and I'm like, ow, and then I have to pop it back in. If there's any doctors listening, they're going to be like, Katie, that is not healthy. So I love that key bit of advice. Use the straps before it becomes an issue. So you've had no big injuries?
No, none.
That is fascinating.
And just because of wrapping and getting things right, and take your time. Like our squat sessions, people think that we go into the gym and our squat sessions could be 10, 15 minutes. My squat session is 3 hours long.
Wow.
For me to get up to over 250 kilos on a bar would take me that long to warm, to keep warming up, to get my suit on, to get my protection on, to get my wraps on. I have to, like, once every 5 minutes, you'd be hitting a one rep max at your heaviest. You know, so it takes a long, long time. And it's the same for competition. We can't just walk in at 10 o'clock in the morning and lift. When I was lifting last weekend, I was outside that door at 7 o'clock in the morning waiting to warm up. There's also 100 other people waiting to warm up. So you have to try and get in the bar. And they wouldn't be lifting as heavy as you. So you have to try and get your weights on, take your weights off and lift at the same time. So it's very, very hard.
Wow. So you would be advising me to start wrapping my knee, yeah?
Definitely wrap. And sleep.
Oh, okay. Do you know what? This is important because I've only learned this in the last couple of years.
Sleep.
I am so hypervigilant. I'm always on the go. And I really, really recognize this at Christmas time, how fast burnout can happen from sleep for recovery.
Yep.
For the mind and body.
For it takes me a week to recover after, let's say, if I did a full meet, which is bench press, squat and deadlift, in for the competition. They reckon it's the same impact as being in a car crash. So your body needs a full week for it to recover.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What advice would you give to any female powerlifters out there that want to do this and afraid to do it? What advice would you give them?
Well, you can't put on, a lot of ladies are frightened of putting on too much muscle. Nowadays, the women are looking strong, which is great. You know, they're not frightened anymore, which is fantastic. Years ago, if they put on a bit of muscle, the boys would be slagging them, or it's probably because they had better bodies than them, I don't know. But
I love that.
But I would say, when you're starting out, make sure that you go to someone that already holds records or already is in the sport. A lot of times I see people going to PTs that have no background and they're teaching people wrong, and that's how injuries
Can happen.
Can happen very, very quickly, yeah.
So you were lucky with Shane.
Oh, Shane is fantastic. Even when I was out now, our, as I said, our grandchild died in 2019, so I've been out for the last 6 years. So this is my first competition. Last week was my first competition back, and I will win the World Championships this year. Like, and that's 100%, that's guaranteed. It's in the bag for me because I said I will.
I love the drive.
It's good. But it was Amanda, that was Shane's wife, actually got on to me on TikTok and said, get out of that other gym and get up to Shane again and sort yourself out. And I did. And that's what happened. And then Shane says to me, right, you're competing now here and you're competing there. And I was like, oh, I don't have a choice now. So now I have to do it.
Well, well done, Shane, if you're
so
listening
Shane
in today.
Shane and Amanda, I just want to say thank you very much because that's important to me because they helped me out of a hole, you know.
So the advice would be to have the right people behind you.
Have the right people behind you all the time. Don't be, if you hire monkeys, do you know what I mean?
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Okay, Angie, can you share a memorable moment or achievement in your career that has really impacted you and just stuck with you?
I suppose I never thought someone from Limerick or Ireland would win a World Championships. You know, it's a bit strange, like, but I've no secondary school or anything like that, you know. And, but yet, I suppose it didn't hold me back. But when I won my first Worlds, that was in Las Vegas in Nevada Hotel.
Wow, like,
I've never travelled the world. I've never even been outside Ireland, let alone to go to Las Vegas or to the Nevada. So I suppose, even though I've gotten more medals and accomplishments in other places, I think that would be the most memorable one for me.
I love that. Absolutely love
that.
My
first time, yeah.
So what's the next goal? What you've surely set something.
The WPCs in our own gym with Shane Brodie's. That will be on the 12th of May. So set and break new records there again. And then off to the World Championships in Chicago at the end of the year.
I love it. For a woman that didn't travel, let me tell you, she's travelling now.
I definitely am.
Listen, I have to take a short break. Angie, when we get back, we are going to play a game of this or that. And we'll let our listeners know where people can follow your journey and watch your amazing videos. So sit tight, keep it here and Spin Now with me, Katie. Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. Just before the break, I was catching up with Angela McNamara, a.k.a. Angie Mac, is still here in studio. Do you like how I said that? Angela McNamara and then a.k.a. Angie Mac.
Love it. Love it.
Angie, you don't only hold a ridiculous amount of gold medals for powerlifting. What's your day job?
My day job is I'm a driving instructor. I own Angie's Driving School.
I love it. And I have took lessons off you when I was going for my driving test. And you're amazing at what you do, by the way.
Thank you.
Very calm, very collected. And you need to be when you're teaching people how to drive. And also, you're an EMT.
Yes, I'm an EMT for a private company as well.
I didn't even realise that.
No.
Seriously, girl.
Yeah, 3 years now.
And you're also a gas woman on social media. You are. You and your wife, Melissa, ye have me in stitches. Very open on social media. Did that just come naturally to you?
Yes, it did. There was no point in going onto social media and pretending to be someone that you're not.
Yes, all about that.
So what we do is if something is wrong in life or if we've had a crap day, we tell people, listen, come here, but I've had a crap day and this is what happened. The same way as people go out there and say, this is what after happened to us. It's like the guy that wins the lotto or wins a scratch card for 100 euros but never told you he lost 500 before that.
Yes. Listen, you know I'm all about this. Yep. I'm all about, we do tend to share all our best moments across social media. And it is important to show people that, you know, there is the down days, there is the hard days. And it's about getting back up and doing it again. But you do share really, really funny social media content. So where could people find you across social media if they wanted to?
It's on TikTok as Angie's Driving School and also on Instagram. It's Angie's Driving School as well.
Perfect. Angie, do you ever play This or That?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, listen, I play this with all my special guests and it's on a timer. And not that anyone ever gets it on the timer, so don't feel pressured. It never really works that way from. But I'm going to put you under pressure. 10 questions, this or that. Answer as fast as you can. The minute the clock starts, I'll start asking the questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
Squats or deadlifts?
Squat.
High volume or low volume training?
High volume.
Cardio before or after lifting?
After.
Compound lifts or isolation exercises?
Isolation.
Heavy lifting or hypertrophy training?
Heavy.
Pre-workout meal or
pre-workout.
Post? Oh, free weights or machines?
Free.
Competition prep, intense or gradual?
Gradual.
High reps or low reps?
High.
Belt or no belt?
Belt.
Oh my God, you just did it with 10 seconds to spare. That has never happened. No one has ever been. Do you know what? That's why I started asking faster and panicking, because I knew that you wanted to smash that. I love
it. Very good,
it.
Very good.
Angie, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on. And honestly, you are so inspiring. So again, if our listeners wanted to follow your journey, where are they finding you?
You find me on Instagram, on Angie's Driving School, and TikTok. We have a huge following as well, and it's on Angie's Driving School.
Love it. Angie, have a good one, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.